In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
By the way, my guy Bruce, according to Forbes magazine, now officially a billionaire.
Oh, I thought you were going to go in the other direction with the story I sent you.
Yes, you did. You sent me a story that Bruce is, there were some who were, they were speculating that he was going to hang it up.
Mm-hmm.
And do a final farewell tour. And he said, absolutely not. And he will keep, he's going to keep playing until the end.
All right.
This is a, I'm getting very nervous, extreme potential Hillman jinx scenario. So we should not talk about it anymore. But last month, Forbes estimated that Bruce is now worth somewhere in the neighborhood of $1.1 billion.
Wow. He's not that old, though, right?
Yeah, he's in his 70s. I mean, what do you consider old?
That's not that old. Like, for a potential jinx scenario, I don't think that's
74.
Yeah, I think that we're in the clear for another at least 10 years.
You think so?
Yeah.
I hope so.
I hope for another, you know, 30.
Can you see him performing in his 80s?
Wow.
I don't know that he'll be, like, you know, hoisting himself up on the microphone and on the mic stand and, like, you know, hanging there for an hour.
No, but think about
it. Who's the oldest to do it, to, like, tour?
Well,
the guy who's just, he was just.
What?
Is it Frankie Valli?
I believe so. I think he's in his 90s.
Mitch, I got to speak directly to our vice president of Twitch services. There's a huge controversy going on with Frankie Valli, who is 90-something.
Yeah.
And he's outperforming. He's clearly lip syncing, but he can't even lip sync. And people are asking, this will happen to me at some point. They're asking his friends and family to please step in and stop. We should, if Mitch can find it, we should take a look at the video because it is, it's not, Wiggy and I were talking about it the other day in the office. It's not nice. Like, it's not. It's very uncomfortable.
Now, this is a jinx scenario. He's 90 years old and had to cancel shows for COVID last week.
Yeah, no.
So
I understand it's a jinx scenario. I mean, that's okay. I'm okay with it. He's lived a long, long, long time.
So is 90, you know, the max of that somebody's gone on tour performing?
I think Tony Bennett was touring into his 80s.
Yeah, like it would have to be those standard performers, you know? Yeah, like
Elton John, 77.
No, Elton's more in the Bruce world.
Elton stopped. He's only doing, like, private shows. Right. He's not touring anymore.
And that's why I was a little concerned for Greg, because when you look at all of Greg's kind of like world of performers, they're all kind of stopping. Phil Collins.
Well, yeah, he had a medical issue.
Steven Tyler.
Yeah, Aerosmith is stopping. They're done. Aerosmith is done.
You talked about Elton John. So when I saw that, I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah. Mitch, if you're able to find that, just give me a heads up.
Frankie Valli's still going.
It's horrifying that they're making him do it. It's got to be
Smokey still performs too, and he's in his 80s.
But you need the okay. You see that?
Yeah.
He looks good though.
Look at the poor thing.
Yeah.
He can't even lip sync.
No.
Like, his mouth is not even moving.
Oh.
He's so old.
It's but he
so
looks good awful.
He does
90.
Look good.
He does not look good.
That
he
jacket,
does.
The suit fits well. I mean, yeah. He's moving.
Well, his arms moving.
Well, his legs
and
moved
his hands.
A little bit.
No, I mean.
Doing some
I'll take that at 90 yeah. any day.
Smokey Robinson still performs, and he's in his 80s.
This is Chris in the truck. Hey, Chris.
Hi, guys. Hi, Coco.
Hi.
How you doing? One thing I'm not confused about, like, what day it is today, like Wiggy said. I'm not confused about Drake May being the number one starter. My opinion is whether it's Elliott Wolf, Gerard Mayo, or AVP saying that Jacoby's number one starter, I think that fueled Drake May to being the number one starter, that he outplayed him in preseason, and he deserves it.
It could be. I mean, I don't, you know, does Drake May need that? I mean, I don't know. He's a number three pick. He could have been arguably a number two pick. Mm-hmm. I don't, does he need that? Does he need that? I have no idea. I mean, are we using, you know, Jedi mind tricks on somebody in the NFL to get them to motivate themselves for training camp?
I think when you, because the question of always being confused is, why do you draft a guy three? Okay, if you want to try to convince me you're afraid he might get hurt, all right, you might be able to convince me. I'm not coming on your side, but I can see why you're saying that. But then when I say, well, what happens if the guy in front of him gets hurt? And then you go, well, they'll probably put Zappy or Milton in there. Then you're really like, you're like, no way, you're way off of this here. Because there's no way you draft a guy number three to have him be the third string quarterback. When is the last time you've seen the third overall pick be the
unless you have decided that you're not going to win a single football game this season, and you're throwing it out and throwing it to the wind and saying, you know what, I don't want to risk Drake May for this entire season. And it's Brissett and whoever the third guy is, whether it's Zappy or Joe Milton, and we're not going to risk it.
But why would that? That just doesn't make any sense. You're just playing to lose? What? Who does that?
I agree with you. You cannot explain to me why Gerard Mayo is on this show yesterday saying that Drake May has outperformed Jacoby Brissett in throughout training camp. And he has not been determined to be the starter yet.
Yeah, it's insane to me. Drake May should be starting day one. Like, it shouldn't have even been a question. The day he got drafted was the day he should have been named the week one starter.
Yeah, and it doesn't add up. Because let's look at some history. And what our boy
Mayo brought up history yesterday on the show.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we've all seen what has happened with rookie quarterbacks who don't, whatever he went on to say, don't start well or whatever. I mean, where are the examples of that, of recent note? Because we talk about it all the time.
Right. Everybody's going to go to Sam Darnold, but I don't really buy into that. And our boy Dan from ESPN, don't we have him on? Like, he's on one of the shows here.
Dan Orlovsky?
Yeah, he's on during our, right? Don't we have
him? He's been on ours.
Yeah, right. Well, I would say to him, the Detroit Lions, and I kind of remember this, the Detroit Lions didn't win a football game and then drafted Matthew Stafford. And Matthew Stafford started, and I believe it was the number one overall pick. So it doesn't – you should be fired if you draft a kid number three and then have him as your third-string quarterback. That's a fireable offense.
Especially because if it's because you're worried about ruining him. Like,
well, I mean, it's either, if that is going to be the outcome, it's either you're worried about ruining him or you're worried that he's going to get his head knocked off because you could not put together a reasonable offensive line to protect him.
Then why didn't you put together a better offensive line in the offseason?
I asked that all day yesterday. Why didn't you?
What? Like, that is the responsibility of the front office.
Well, it's just spending.
Mm-hmm.
It's just signing somebody free agent wise.
There was a bunch of guys out there too. Jonah Williams, Jonah Jackson. Like, there's Tyron Smith, Trent Brown. You could have brought back. Like, there's a million guys out there.
But the season ends,
mm-hmm.
and you're identifying. You're the brain trust. You're identifying problems with the football team.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, apparently, I guess in their mind was quarterback. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'd agree with that.
Number two, would that not have been offensive line?
It would be O-line or wide receiver. Could go either way for me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the issue is back to my lead. Maybe you couldn't get a decent free agent offensive lineman to come here because of the millionaires tax.
Maybe.
I mean, $50 million in cap space. You could have overpaid for somebody.
Yeah.
When you think of ruining a guy, it's generally the coach ruins him because the coach doesn't show his, not, I don't want to use the word confidence.
Support.
That is it. As a player, if I know my coach supports me, and even though I know, like, I don't have to constantly be looking over my shoulder, I might take some lumps. I might have some issues, but I won't get ruined because I know I have the support.
Yeah.
And I don't think that they're going to do that with this kid. Like, I don't think they're not going to support him and saying, hey, you're our guy.
Hope you're right. This is Derek. Hello, Derek.
Greg, good morning.
What's up?
I am in your adoptive state of Maine.
Oh.
We are on our way home from Fryeburg, Maine. Have you ever been to the Fryeburg Fair?
I have. I'm not a big fair guy. I enjoy things that are obviously deep fried that are not normally deep fried, but I don't find much to do. I don't find much to do at a fair.
Okay. Well, if you just people watch, you would really enjoy it. So here's my mother and I have been in Fryeburg for 3 days, and I told you guys last week, I told Wiggy or 2 weeks ago, that I'm going to be the ambassador. I think I said for EEI, but more of the ambassador for the Craig Hill Show.
Thank you.
And I'm going to identify three of your fans that are local business owners. Brad Littlefield, our neighbor, he's a builder, okay. Loves your show.
Yeah.
We've got... I can't make this one up. Andy Bag of Donuts. That's the guy's name. He's at the transfer station. Great guy. Loves your show. Yeah. Very sports minded. And the third one is Kit from the hardware store. But I've been recruiting and recruiting and recruiting. In fact, I'll leave you with this. We just left the house, and one of the neighbors, Alex, loves your show. He's from the Cape. And I said, just listen to the radio, and we'll be on. But I'm doing whatever I can to recruit all these people because the show is absolutely phenomenal, and you know I know that.
Well, Derek, I really appreciate
that's
that.
So
I
appreciate nice.
That. Thank you so much.
Derek's like, he's our guy out there.
We are all, including Courtney, doing our parts.
Send him a pen.
Is he the traveling salesman of the Greg Hill Show?
Yes, he is.
We still giving those away?
What?
Those pens? Send him a pen. No. Send him one of the...
Courtney gave it away by accident yesterday.
Yep. But we are recovering. Mm-hmm. Haven't heard from my mom yet this morning, so she's thrilled.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that I would assume that they're going to be monitoring your Instagram.
Yeah, like I'm on child lock.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Mm. Was Santo upset?
He wouldn't be, because he knew that I was panicked.
Yeah.
So he would not be upset with me. He was like, it's going to be okay, it's going to be okay, it's going to be okay.
Santo's on board. Let's be honest. I mean, he takes the pictures
It's so weird about this. You keep trying during the brace to convince Courtney to do OnlyFans.
Because she's already said it. She could have made
She has not said that.
She said, when I initially put it on to her about her feet photos, that Santo was willing... And he would be, obviously, he's the cameraman.
Yeah.
And we've talked about so many people. I mean, how many people make a ton of money?
I don't think I could go topless. Like, I think he would have standards, you know.
I see, that's what we talked about. I don't think Santa would have an issue. Her dad, I get it. But the husband, I don't think he's going to have a problem with that.
What do you mean?
I wouldn't have a problem.
What are you talking about?
Let Talina go fully nude?
Yeah, she's beautiful.
I know, I agree, but...
I wouldn't have a problem with that because, like you said, I'd be the one behind the camera, and we'd be like, all right, this angle, that angle, not this angle. Now, if it's my daughter, that's a completely different thing, so I understand what your father's thinking.
Driven by the almighty dollar. Who isn't?
Right.
I mean, let's be honest.
We all are.
Stop it with the lies.
Yeah. Okay, but it's your wife.
Yeah, but I'm not.
You don't want Talina on OnlyFans.
It's not
so you can make a buck.
It's not like that movie with Woody Harrelson and
it's Indecent Proposal.
Yes, it's not like that. It's like I'm sending her up to the penthouse with some guy who's giving
Robert
me
Redford. It was Robert Redford.
That's a Robert Redford. Yes. That's on the bet of money. Yeah. No, but you have complete control of it. Think about nowadays. You see, you was it you that did the...
You're capping. Everybody in the Twitch chat says you're so capping.
I'm not.
And you're doing it just to get under Courtney's skin.
No, my wife would tell you that.
Yesterday, those who watch Instagram got under her shirt, but you're trying to get under her skin.
No, my wife will tell you that. And you, if you ask her when you want, we talked about Bad Bobby.
Yeah.
She made $56 million in 3 years.
I think she is having intercourse.
No, I don't think so.
I think she is.
I don't think so.
I am pretty positive.
I bet if you Google it.
Even if it's solo, I think she is doing things.
But you don't have to do that is what I'm saying.
Right.
But the money,
to make $56 million, I think you got to really, you know, give it your all.
You could make $5
million. I'm sorry. I just don't believe it.
You don't believe what?
That you want your wife.
I didn't say want. I would.
No, that you would encourage her to be nude.
She's beautiful.
She is.
Oh,
she's the best person in the world.
I got no problems with
that. She's the mother of your children.
Yes.
You don't want her on OnlyFans.
There's a difference, Greg. Nobody's out there, you know, saying go do this. She's beautiful. You know,
you're just saying if she came to you and said, hey, I really want to do this, you would say okay.
I would say sure. You know, how do you want to do it? Let's do a nice little classy, tasty, sexy. You know, we can make some good bread.
Wiggy's big on boudoir.
And you know what? If anything...
Oh, he's big on money. He's big on his wife getting naked to make him money.
And if anything, I'm the one that's telling the truth because the rest of the guys that say they would never do it are the ones lying. Those are the ones who are like, nah, I would never do it. But if somebody dropped a fat check in your lap, you'd be like, hey, babe, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Just take the top off. So stop with the lies. I'm being honest. When you got a beautiful woman, you got no problem showing her off. You know? I treat my baby like a Bentley.
Yep.
I want everybody to know, yeah, that's my vehicle. I drive it. It's beautiful.
Oh my God.
When we go to Ernie Bach's luxury car salon, we're all enamored by the vehicles. And guess what? He's got a huge smile on his face because he knows everybody in that place is like, damn, he's lucky.
Oh, God. See, like, my dad just texted me and I don't even want to open it.
Yeah, see, that, now, if it's my daughter, that's a different story.
Well,
see,
oh, God, it's standard. One line.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I would have an issue with that.
Of course. I would, too.
I'm sure he would.
Yes, I would, too.
Yep. No, I agree,
just
Dad.
Tell him sometimes to not listen to the show.
I try. Usually I'll text my mom and say, like, hey, just make sure Dad's doing something during this conversation because they listen on delay.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Is he aware of what happened yesterday?
He is now.
Oh, damn.
He is now.
That's why if my daughter...
My mom knows.
I would never listen. My daughter was on the radio.
Yeah, but he loved this show before I came on.
I don't care how much I love that show. I'm not listening.
I think my dad does a very good job separating me on air from the daughter he has.
Yeah, but you're always going to be his little girl.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
If my my daughter said, you know, I just think about doing OnlyFans, I'd be like, hell no. You moving back in the house and you got a curfew at 9 o'clock. And my wife's different. I look at her in a different way.
I understand you do. You look at her and you see a dollar sign on her, apparently.
Well, that's the way of the world now.
Yeah. I mean,
look at how we talk about this all the time. Women are dominating in every aspect.
Yep.
They dominate in hip-hop music. They're dominating.
Dominating hip-hop
music. Oh, yes, they do. It's about the woman nowadays. Okay. The women rappers are, you know, because they are embracing and they're willing to talk about their sexuality, show off their bodies, and they know that guys are dumb enough to pay them whatever.
I mean, talk about call her daddy. Alex Cooper started off talking like extremely explicit.
Right.
She doesn't really anymore. Now it's more interview style, but she just signed like $125 million contract with Spotify, or not Spotify, with Sirius.
Right.
Her last contract with Spotify was $60 million.
She's at the big bag now,
yeah.
So she can bring it back a little bit.
Yeah, very close to the deal Ken Laird gave me.
It's so true.
So what you're saying is she used her sexuality to get herself some money, and now she doesn't have to anymore.
Well, now she could pull
back a
little.
Just to be clear, for those who are not completely grasping the full misogyny.
No, it's not misogyny.
I just want to make
She's very talented.
Yeah, it's not misogyny.
She edits. She does everything.
It's part of what your assets are. If you are talented,
she probably has a talent.
Yes.
Right.
Her talents are not her assets.
Correct.
Physically.
No. But if you have a talent and people like you, and you have the ability to use your looks to better that or take advantage of what you want to accomplish in life,
mm-hmm.
why not do that? No one's saying she's not talented, but she knew, hey, this is a space that I can utilize to get in. Like the rappers.
Yeah, she's smart.
Female rappers are talented, but they know if they rap and they use explicit lyrics, it's going to propel them.
Well, I would, you didn't ask, but I would follow your father's advice.
Yeah, I would never.
Not the advice of this one over here.
Yeah. All right.
Of this particular.
Yeah.
This
she was
guy
about to
here.
Do it. So
no,
stop.
I was not.
When she had the foot thing going on.
No, I need
she
to be
was
like
there.
Foot finder.
You and Santa were there, so just be
no,
honest.
But feet are different than, you know, other things.
You don't got to. I know your dad's listening, but you don't have to, like, you know, try to front with me.
No, I'm not.
You and Santa were like, ooh, we can make that much money? Guys willing to send me $500 for a foot photo?
Feet, yes. Yeah.
Huh? Feet, yes.
Feet, yes.
Knockers, no.
No.
All right. Let's get to Courtney and to what is trending.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The Sox had two games yesterday with the Blue Jays. Two opportunities to get a win. They dropped both. The first game ended in a 4-1 loss, and the second a 7-3 loss. Danny Jansen, however, was the first player in MLB history to play for two different teams in the same game.
That's five in a row, but who's keeping count?
Yeah.
Just quick five L's in a row for your
Red
Sox.
Wrong way.
Another one with Toronto at Fenway tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Cooper Criswell getting the start. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Sean McDonough, Joe Castiglione, and Lou Maloney all have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. Some scheduling update for this afternoon. Jacoby Brissett will join Hart and Arcan at 3, and John Jones will join them at 4 p.m. And looking for a great night out? Every Thursday is trivia night at the Nines. Grab your team and head over to the bar for a great drink special. Six packs of bone-in wings for just $4.99 and a chance to win 99 gift cards and other great prizes. You gotta love the Nines. That's what's trending. Here's Shime with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It's currently 70 degrees and sun is shining in the city of Boston. The high today is 82.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Apparently this is not my beautiful wide receiver roster if you're the New England Patriots. A little bit of bad news. Shime, I hate to use an unfortunate weather analogy based on your performance in Curtis's absence, but when it rains, it hails for the New England Patriots, and Kendrick Bourne will be unavailable until week 5. Is that correct?
Yeah, per Jeremy Fowler, Kendrick Bourne is starting the season on the PUP list, so he won't be able to play in the first 4 games. He'll be able to return in game 5.
Oh, okay. Nice. Excellent. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can time his return with the arrival of Drake May.
All right.
As the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots in week 5. Oh. So
now that means more of an opportunity for Tyquan Thornton. You drafted him in the second round?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, they say he's been having a good camp. Well, let's see if you can do it when the live bullets are flying.
Like Shime always says, it's positions like these, it's best to learn on the job as you're doing it.
I think that's totally
experience
okay.
Experience is overrated, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. A lot of times it is, Greg.
A lot of times experience is overrated?
Yep, especially in the NFL.
Okay.
See, I don't agree with him on that, but I'm with him on, like, playing guys when they're young and letting them learn on the job.
C.J. Stroud was so experienced last year, wasn't he?
Okay, Shine.
If you're good, Ja'Marr Chase played as a rookie. Justin Jefferson played as a rookie.
He was great.
Yeah. You know?
Boy, your guy, C.D. Lamb, collecting a bag yesterday.
He got a bag.
So what's
record,
that?
Right?
What's that?
A record.
Second highest
to Justin Jefferson,
non-quarterback. So
I think he was second to Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, like Jefferson is $35 million a year, and CD Lamb is $34 million a year, $38 million guaranteed.
Yeah, I just look at like the full-on guarantee. Like Justin Jefferson, they haven't said it about CD Lamb. Justin Jefferson got $110 million in guarantees. I bet
he got $100 million in guaranteed CD Lamb.
So there you go. I think he got like a bigger signing bonus, but what the hell, $100 million, pretty good. And I don't know what Dallas was doing waiting on him. And now this is going to even further the Brandon Ayuk thing. Mm-hmm. What's going on there? Like, where is that whole thing going? I mean,
well, you found out why he's not here.
Yeah.
From Bill Belichick yesterday. I didn't see that text during the break. Somebody's acting like I'm carrying Bill's water. With regard to my lead this morning. So I don't, this drives me nuts. Like, I'll just address it quick. Anybody who still thinks that it was Bill Belichick who was refusing to pay for players around here is naive. And so when Bill is on with Pat McAfee yesterday talking about the millionaire's tax that we have here, in the Commonwealth,
mm-hmm.
and about how it made it very difficult to sign free agents of any note. I can play the audio for you again if you want. And to try to spin that as Bill coming up with an excuse for being cheap is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
What's that millionaire's tax about, Coach?
Yeah, what's that about?
That's strictly New
bullshit.
England or what?
What's
It's Taxachusetts. Yeah. That's
what they're doing.
Take more from you. So virtually every player, even a practice squad, but even the minimum players are pretty close to $1 million. And so once you hit that $1 million threshold, then you pay more state tax in Massachusetts. So, yeah, just another thing you got to contend with in negotiations up there. It's not like Tennessee or, you know, Florida or Nevada or some of these teams that have no state income tax. So you get hit pretty hard on that. You know, with the agents, they'll come and sledgehammer you down about, you know, the extra tax they're paying. That's good. Don't even get any benefit from that.
I mean, Bill is gone. And what free agents did I miss something? Like what? Whom did you get in this offseason without Bill here to refuse to spend money?
The only one you like, I'm trying to think, like this, the biggest significant free agents were guys that were already in your team that you re-signed. So, because when Gerard said Big Mike, that's Michael Owenu.
I'm assuming it is.
Right,
yes.
Right. I'm thinking, like, who else did you get from other teams or other free agents that were available? But Bill is right. I mean, if I play, you know, even when I played, you thought about that kind of stuff. And especially the agents, the ones that are kind of fighting on your behalf. And they're saying to you, hey, listen, if you go to Tennessee, here's how much you're going to make. New England's only offering you this, plus you got to pay in that, because you think these guys know about the millionaire's tax in New England?
Before they're offered.
No. Not Massachusetts. They don't know until the agent says, hey, here's the difference. And so I could see agents really haggling to say, no, we need to bump that money up because I need, A, my player to get more money, but B, if my player gets more money, I get more money.
Right.
So I could see it.
Here comes a question on the Subaru of New England text line. Why is it not affecting other teams in the market then, Greg? It's not affecting other teams because they are willing to overpay. So I don't,
No, it's because other sports have guaranteed contracts. There's a major difference.
Okay, but if you look at, like, it may be affecting the Red Sox. I mean, I don't think the Red Sox are willing to open the bank account up and pay guys big money currently.
Uh-huh.
But it may be, maybe when you were doing the deal with Giolito or whomever last season, that you may have had to pay more than you wanted to pay for that player. I don't know. I'm just listening to what Bill Belichick is telling you.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who was doing the job up until a year ago, that it is more difficult to get free agents to come here because of the additional 4% tax. It applies to business as well. Like people, I don't know. Like I don't understand how you can't understand that.
You don't think that's part of Swayman's negotiating?
100% it is.
Right.
That was Shime's lead this morning. Was the Rich Keefe scoop yesterday about Swayman wants $10 million?
All right. He's probably factoring, I got to go this high because of this extra tax. Now other sports, it doesn't hurt as bad because the contracts are fully guaranteed, where in the NFL, it's all about the guaranteed money, and it's not fully guaranteed, so you know you really got to strike when the iron's hot. So if Swayman goes, okay, you know, all right, they're offering me $8.5 million or $9 million, it's not really where I want, but it's fully guaranteed.
Yeah.
Where in the NFL, the agent goes, guess what? Your contract's not fully guaranteed, so in order for New England to really get you, they have to go above and beyond.
This is Steve from Marshfield. Hey, Steve.
Hey, real quick, some numbers. So the state income tax is like 6.5, but this raises it to 10.5 for that tax bracket. So every million you make, it taxes $40,000 extra for that tax bracket. California for that tax bracket is 13.3%. So you're already 3.3% higher state income tax in Cali, but it does increase it by 40,000 per 1 million here in this state.
Damn. I mean, do you buy that it's an issue when it comes to getting free agents here, or do you think Bill is spinning it?
It has an effect for sure, but I don't think it's as huge an effect as the people who are here in the state that might want to move out to avoid the tax. I think that's a bigger issue than people who are potentially going to come here to play football.
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking about it. If I know...
There you go.
If I'm thinking about it as a player, I'm saying as a player, I'm looking at, okay, so how much am I getting...
I thought you were talking about with your current job.
No,
wow.
No, but I mean, you don't think I'd love to do this from Florida or Texas?
I was wondering if you were making $1 million. And
I mean, he's worth every penny.
I agree.
But even if I was making.
I agree.
Even
doesn't
making,
show the tatas or whatever, no, but he's still a pretty good ad to the show.
Big ad.
Even though I'd be making less than $1 million, you don't. Would you rather do the show from Massachusetts or Florida or Texas?
Probably not Texas. Like yeah, I'm a New England gal.
Okay, until you see your check.
She wouldn't get fall in Florida.
Right.
Yeah, loves fall.
Every time I hear fall, I think of that Melania Trump when she's on the, or Ivanka Trump, she's on the swing set, and she's like, fall.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
Guess what? She might not get fall here.
You have to find that audio, Shime.
When Courtney looks at her check, she looks at a Massachusetts check and look how much they take out of your state taxes, and then you're in Florida and Texas, and that's going to be a big fat zero. I guarantee you what, she'll put on a cowboy hat and cowboy boots real quick and be saying, yeehaw! So don't let it, she'll be like, who needs fall? Who needs fall? We don't need it. Yeah, okay.
So it's her season.
Yep.
Yeah, until
she loves the pumpkin spice.
I do. And my birthday.
Hmm?
Anyway,
we got some good events coming up fall show.
Some very good events that some of the listeners could be.
Yeah, we have a road show in Newport, Rhode Island,
yep,
which I've yet to announce, for a really cool event.
And I believe that we may be there for two nights.
Yes.
Nice hotel accommodations.
Well, you love cars.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I love
up your
cars.
Alley.
I love cars.
Right up your alley.
I'm looking forward to that one. I love all types, you know, muscle cars, newer cars.
Yeah.
That's why every time I go over Ernie Box, I'm like speechless.
Yeah. And then we have, we are taking our Lunch with a Hero Veterans Day event to a whole new level and doing a show that day with the veterans.
Yes.
So I will have details on all of that as October gets closer. We got to take a break. Keefe and Jones coming up at 10.
Mm-hmm.
I think Rich likes it when I say that way, but Jones and Keefe coming up at 10. We'll talk to one of those guys or both of those guys next. Well, Rich Keefe is here, and I'll tell you what, pun intended, I'll tell you what's Rich.
Yes.
You pretending like you did not see Courtney's boob yesterday.
I did not see Courtney's boob.
Every guy who comes in goes, oh, what happened? I follow you, but I missed the reel yesterday. Okay.
Well, that is true. I'll tell you what happened, too. I had a buddy of mine text me because you had your follow-up video where you were saying, like, hey, guys, pretend you didn't see what you saw. And he's like, what did we miss? I was like, I don't know. I'm like, I'll find out.
Yeah.
It was a horrible accident.
It's the talk of the town.
She had no
well,
idea.
We don't really know
no
if it was an accident.
It was an accident.
The happy accident.
It was a very sad accident yesterday. Okay.
How many more followers do you have?
I have received quite a few.
And you're a big conspiracy guy, too.
Yes, I am.
Janet Jackson's been saying the same thing for like 20 years.
No, that was all on Justin.
Okay. That was all on Justin. Turns out he's a bad guy.
Yeah. Justin Timberlake, not a nice guy.
Does not treat Britney well.
No.
A lot of stuff back then.
Her and Kim Kardashian. That was Kim Kardashian.
Oh, my goodness.
Ray J was an accident.
Here we go. It always comes back to the Kardashians with Wiggy.
I mean, this is a conspiracy theorist bringing up.
That's right. Well, I'm glad it's all settled, though.
Yes. Yeah. We're good now.
Yeah.
So can we ask Rich the question? Because we were talking about this and, you know, about the OnlyFans and Courtney and her and Santo were going to do it at one point.
No.
And they said
hold on a second. What? And they said, the two of them together were going to do OnlyFans? Like one of those, like...
No, Santo would just do the video and the picture
of
taking.
Of my feet.
Oh, feet just stuff.
Feet. Yeah. I'm fine with feet.
Step on mashed potatoes, that kind of thing.
It's again, acting like you don't know about it. Feet stuff? People are into that.
Why, are you a feet guy?
I'm not.
No.
I'm not a feet guy. I wouldn't even look at my own feet. I wear shoes. I never wear sandals.
Yeah, honestly, they are arguably the most unattractive part of the human body, and why people are sexualized feet is weird to me.
A lot of weirdos out there, though.
They're gross.
A lot of weird stuff.
But they said it was a foot thing that starts, like my mother used to say, it's the gateway drug, right?
Oh, you start with feet.
Yeah, you start with feet. So we always talk about OnlyFans and how much money people are making.
Yeah, a ton.
So the question was, if your wife could make... One guy called and he was like just a random schmegula degula from Rhode Island. He was like
Joey Bag of Donuts.
His wife makes $15,000 a month.
Stop it.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Now, what does she do, though? Because from what I'm led to believe, Greg, OnlyFans, there's a wide range. Yeah, there might be hey, look at my tootsies. And then there's other things.
Well, I think that this girl was not, this woman was not doing intercourse. It was just, I believe that she was naked.
Like taking pictures.
Nude. Classy nude.
Classy nude.
Tasteful nudes?
Yeah, like centerfolds.
Artistic. Yeah, tasteful nudes. So you're asking me.
Yes.
If my wife did tasteful nudes.
If she said, hey, I want to do this.
I'm not involved.
No, you're
taking. No other person's involved.
You're
just
taking
her.
The picture. Yeah.
I'm taking the picture, but nobody else is on the screen.
No.
$15,000 a month?
Yes.
Yeah. We'd have a whole calendar out. We'd have a whole calendar ready to go. $15,000 a month?
Yes.
On top of it?
Chivalry is dead. What is wrong?
What do you mean? You're like, look at her.
It's
pretty great, huh?
You don't want to run into some guy like you're doing a live show at the auto dealership.
Yeah.
And some guy's like,
hey, is your wife here?
I saw your wife. Unbelievable ass.
Yes, she does.
No, you don't.
Yeah. I don't know.
Just make sure you
can. It's the woman's choice, Greg. It's the woman's choice. It'd be up to her. It's not up to me.
He's capping, though. Okay, Greg's capping because 90% of guys would do it. Shine, would you do it?
Yeah, if she wanted to do it,
if she wanted to do it.
I think Shine probably has a secret channel out there.
Oh,
where,
really?
It's Shine. You got excited for that.
I got really excited about the secret channel. Like, how do I search this?
You know, Shine, all tied up, leather whips.
But that was our conversation, Rich.
That's not bad.
I heard the show yesterday.
Yeah, what'd you think? Early review?
I think it's. I like it. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Love the scoops. So,
and I like the energy.
Great scoop. Big scoop.
Great scoop. You have a good Bruins source.
Yeah.
I got a Bruins source. It's not Dale. It's not Dale.
You still stay in touch with Dale?
I haven't talked to Dale in a while.
You haven't?
I would.
Okay.
I haven't.
How do you guys normally communicate? Is it fax or
carrier pigeon?
He's a texter.
No, he texts. Yeah.
Maybe a singing telegram from him every
once in a while. That's not a bad thing, right?
Like good luck with the show.
It's not bad. You could do that. What do you guys think of that? You give Swimming $10 million a year?
I would. You don't really have any other choice.
You're kind of
backed
into
money, though.
They'd have to move on for somebody, or I don't know, talk them down to 9.5 or whatever it is, 9.
I'm concerned.
You're concerned.
Because I don't know if they're willing to go that. He has all the leverage. Yeah. And I don't know if they're willing to go that high. Because there were reports at one time, I don't know how true they were, you know, and they weren't from you, so I can't really hold a lot of weight into it.
Yep.
But there were rumors of, like, they were in the $7-7.5 million range. He's at 10. That's a long way to go.
Yeah, can you meet somewhere in the middle? Would both sides be okay? Like 8.5? I don't know.
See, I think he wants 9.
Yeah.
He probably does.
And are they willing to give him that? And if not, they have him play for 1 year, and then there's a team who gives him that.
Somebody would.
Right.
You can play out the year and then give him the 10 at the end of it.
But now he's pissed off. Now at the end of the year, it might be 11.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Price went up.
Yeah, and he's like, you know.
I would if I was him.
Yeah, and you're going to treat me like this?
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
Yeah.
He's playing it right.
Yeah,
What are you guys doing today?
Obviously, we're going to talk about what the holdup is on the quarterback situation. Uh-huh. You guys were all over that yesterday with Gerard Mayo. We have Tier Tuesday. We're bringing that back to Tuesdays. Oh. That's right. So we're going to preseason look at the NFL. We got a Key for Madness.
Oh, I love Key for Madness.
You hear about that? Those people up in space? You guys talk about that yet?
Yeah.
When are they coming back?
I think it's like February. They're up there. They're still going to be up
there
a little while.
No way.
Uh-huh. So what would you do? What would you do if you're up there? We'll talk about all the things to kill time up there.
The options are stay in space or come back on a Boeing capsule. I think I would choose to stay in space.
I thought they were going to try to do SpaceX, whatever, Elon's thing up there to get him.
I thought
there was talks that Elon was going to help out.
I don't know if I trust that.
A white
either.
Knight.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, maybe.
And are there any like freaky shenanigans going
my God.
On?
There would have to be.
Right.
I think they're both going to lose their minds and all bets are off.
And are they married?
I believe
I don't think so.
Is.
Ooh. Oh, not to each other. No.
I know. Do they have a family
not
at
when they
home?
Get back.
Kids.
Yeah.
But I think maybe the person down is like, all right. You're stuck in space.
Yeah.
The significant other is probably like, oh, I get it if something happens.
Yeah, you thought you'd never make it back.
Yeah.
What?
You got to kill the time.
Yeah.
You're with stuck erotic in space. Pleasure.
Couldn't be me.
Could it be Santo?
Be nope.
You wouldn't give him a space pass?
No.
From the outside, I'm concerned about your marriage.
Don't be concerned.
He's fine.
You're giving Mrs. Wiggins a space pass?
Space hall pass.
Space pass. Yeah. You have to, I think.
But what if they fall in love and then they come back and then you're on the outs?
Oh, so they can't fall in love up in space without not having sex?
Yeah, I guess.
That's true. The emotional sometimes even more than the physical.
Right. They are stuck in a capsule
24/7. If I could ask a dumb question.
No such
thing.
There's
no, like, texting. You can't text down to your loved ones, right?
No,
terrible service out there.
You can't call down to your loved ones.
Probably not.
So the communication is...
Space phone, you can use it probably every once in
a while. And honestly, do you think they're going to fall in love? It's really a space hall pass, but after a while, they're probably ready to kill each other when they get back home.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The Wi-Fi access.
They have this unbreakable bond now.
24 hours a day.
Unbreakable bond.
7 days a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not giving Santo a space hall pass?
No, he's... Nope.
And he's stuck up there for 8 months?
No. She's mad at him just thinking about it.
Yeah. Like, would you do that?
Santo's going to be like, nah, we didn't do nothing. not at all. Okay.
Like, I can't believe you.
Greg, stop the capping, man. Yes, stuck in halls.
Do you know what zero gravity does when it comes to sex?
I think
like
the guy
could go all like light year long.
Right,
there.
So I would think it would be pretty cool.
Sex? I mean, like,
can you imagine having sex like just floating around?
Right,
I think that'd be pretty cool.
You're going to be waiting at Cape Canaveral, and the capsule's going to open, and Mrs. Wiggins is going to get off walking funny, and you're going to be okay with it.
Yeah,
it would be like, listen, you're stuck up in space for 9 months.
Okay. Yeah, it's a long time.
That is a very long time.
Okay, you're a generous husband. I love it.
That's the difference between men and women.
Well, have a great show.
Hey, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Do you guys have Tom E. Curran on today? Or does that start next week?
When's Curran on, Nick? Do we have Curran on tomorrow?
Today.
Of course he is. He's on today.
Okay. Today at noon, Billy says.
I knew that.
I will be. Is that at noon? I will be listening because I want to
hear. Billy says at noon, yes.
High noon.
Okay, all right. Kendrick Bourne, unavailable till week 5.
Oh, boy.
So, all right.
Pup.
Yep. We will be listening. Thank you for being here this morning. We're back tomorrow. What? Oh, we have the giveaway. Oh, Shine, thank you. We want to hook you up with lunch or dinner at Time Out Market Boston. So they are celebrating their 5th anniversary. And if you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, You'll get dinner or lunch on us and Time Out Market Boston. And this Sunday, come shop Time Out Market's Summer Send-Off Market featuring a curated selection of unique and thoughtful gifts. Don't miss this opportunity to shop for unique finds while supporting local LGBTQ-owned businesses. For more details, visit timeoutmarketboston.com. Thanks for listening. Bye.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.